Hi, this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio. Have you ever wanted to become wealthier, healthier, wiser, or just have more time to appreciate the finer things in life? On this show, we reveal what high performers are doing every day to be more successful without sacrificing their personal lives. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Day Formula. Get your free copy of this game-changing success guide at freeperfectdaybook.com. Now let's get started with today's show. Hey, this is Craig Valentine, and welcome to another episode of Early to Rise Radio, where I'm going to talk to you about the ultimate pro athlete guide to all-day energy and optimism, even one that you can use during this coronavirus crisis. Now, listen, it's always darkest before the dawn. You've heard me say that before. Everyone goes through dark days and dips, and almost so much of the world is right now, but not quitting is what separates success from failure. There will be days when you struggle, but every single day you got to get up and you can be armed with energy. The morning brings an opportunity to begin again. So never ever give up on what is important to you. And if you follow the strategies I share today, you will go from struggling to massive breakthrough. So you'll be able to get more done. And that might mean saving your business. That might mean growing your business like so many of my clients who are actually having record weeks at this time. Some of them, like my gyms, are just flatlining in revenue and just maintaining, but some of them are growing. And for all those people asking about my gyms, we have added a few virtual clients to make up for a couple of the in-person clients that we've lost. So again, this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio. I'm going to document all of that and more in this episode. It really is going to be a game changer episode. And this is something you can listen to time and time again, share it with your friends and family. Because everybody needs more energy every day, not just during a crisis, but all year long. So Early to Rise Radio is ad-free and totally free because it's brought to you by my first game-changing book, The Perfect Day Formula, How to Own Your Day and Control Your Life. And you can get a free copy of this shipped to your house at freeperfectdaybook.com/podcast. Now, the reason why I call this the Ultimate Pro Athlete Energy Guide is because I find so many busy people working nonstop and not treating themselves like a pro athlete. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, if you take a look at LeBron James, nobody says, okay, LeBron, you're going to play 48 straight minutes of basketball. No. You have a halftime, you have quarter timeouts, you have TV timeouts, and he gets substituted. He doesn't play 48 straight minutes because that's not going to be 48 straight quality minutes. And it's the same as when you schedule 6 hours of phone calls in a row with no water breaks and no pee breaks and no time for a snack. You're fading fast after call number 3 or 4. And these day and age, we're doing more Zooms than ever. We're doing more podcasts than ever. We're doing more filming than ever. And I've done all day filming where I am wiped out. I've done 3-day events where I was wiped out halfway through day one because I didn't prepare properly. But you got to say no to certain things and you got to plan in breaks because you can't save the world sacrificing yourself. If you take a look at some of the most successful people in the world, like Oprah and Tony Robbins and all those great people, Bill Gates, who is doing amazing work these days, Jeff Bezos, who is doing amazing work these days, and you name it, even the mentor in your hometown, even yourself, if you are sacrificing yourself and hurting yourself and your health, you're not going to be able to show up every day for other people. So put that oxygen mask on for yourself. We're going to talk about my sleep routines, my morning hydrators, the mini caffeine approach I take, how I stay focused, how I take breaks like a pro, and the planning and preparation of scripting the plays the night before so that I dominate my days. I'm going to teach you everything here. Now, here's what I do. I'm going to document my pro athlete domination day formula. Right now it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I still have this maximum amount of energy after filming 6 videos, after doing 4 calls and a 1-hour Zoom Q&A with my clients, plus writing over 1,000 words. That's a regular day for me. That's not even a day where I really crushed it, but it's date night tonight. So I got to get done a little bit early. Now, the reason why I'm able to do that is because I've recognized my morning magic time. And you cannot sacrifice your morning in the coronavirus crisis, all right? The big problem I see so many people making is they're staying up late. Oh, you know what? you know, I'm working from home. I can eat junk. I can watch a little extra Netflix. I don't have a commute, so I can, you know, sleep in past my regular bedtime. And you get so out of routine. And when you're out of routine and you throw in homeschooling the kids, you're skipping workouts, you're rushing through your projects, and you might be working the same amount of hours, but the quality of your work is going down. And when we're fighting for our lives here, our financial lives, our businesses, there's no room for error. It is a tough, tough time for a lot of people. So we must be doing things right. We need to be more disciplined than ever. And I want you to find the motivation deep within inside of you that will drive you forward and keep you going. All right? You need to be taking care of yourself and not sacrificing yourself so that you can go and grow. Give yourself permission to thrive in these times, even though it's uncertain. Give yourself the permission to play offense, even though so many people are quitting or just playing defense. We cannot give up. We are warriors. And you may have been a lost warrior struggling with no direction in life and just working and grinding and hustling. But now you're probably getting a better sense of what really matters in your life, who really matters to you. And you got to wake up every single day and play the game of your life for these people. So one of the things that you need to do is identify your morning magic time. The morning magic time is a time of day where you get three times as much done as you would at any other time of day. You're more creative, more productive, more energetic. And research shows that we have the greatest willpower, discipline, and intention early in the morning. So it doesn't matter what your early morning is, whether you get up at 7 and that means 9 o'clock, or whether you get up at 4 and that means 5 o'clock, or you get up at 10 o'clock and it means 11 o'clock. You need to get up and you need to get to work as quickly as possible. That's the farm boy morning routine that I have been living for a long time, because I grew up on a farm and I saw that when my dad, he had a crisis every day of keeping the animals alive, and he had to feed them first thing in the morning. And I was influenced by that. So that even when I went to college, I was up early and working first thing in the morning on my hardest work. I was just talking to a coaching client today, and she gets into emails and she gets into servicing clients in her bookkeeping business. And I said, no, you got to spend the first 30 minutes doing LinkedIn outreach, following my systems of creating content and communicating with the people that connect with you, if you want to drive forward the sales in the business. And the sales are the oxygen that are pumped to the heart that keeps you alive. And so you must be drumming up business in that morning magic time. And I'll tell you what, I'm drumming up as much business now as ever. Businesses need my help. I have a client who sells robotic tanker car cleaning services. So he services oil tankers. And usually there's a great amount of human injury and sometimes even death when we have humans cleaning tanker cars because of the fumes. But he created a robotic system, and he's been selling hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of contracts at this time during the crisis, because he has made it a purpose of drumming up business early in the morning. Now, here's the cool thing is when you drum up business, you have done something so key to your business that you get momentum. And that momentum drives motivation, and you come back and you have a great day, and you come back doing the same thing tomorrow. But when you get out of that loop, you become demotivated. You feel like you had a busy day. There was so much activity, but nothing accomplished. But if you get up early and you dominate and you drum up business, and then you get into email and social media, that's okay. You do have to do some of that. You have to service clients or sell products or, you know, ship stuff. I get it. But that stuff can wait. The emails that sat there for 9 hours between when you went to bed and when you had breakfast and got up and got to your computer for the first time, they can wait another 45 minutes. So always make the most of your morning magic time. And then I highly recommend you reward yourself with something calming, like meditation or journaling or Bible study. But only after you've done the work, because it's very easy to go into something that's important, like journaling or meditation or Bible study, and then go, okay, well, now I need to get to my email. Oh, because the itch starts itching even more, and you just feel like you got to scratch it. But the longer you can wait, the better off you're going to be of scratching that social media itch. So morning magic time followed by meditation. And In addition, make sure you have the right music to support your energy levels. If you're the type of person that needs high energy anchoring music first thing in the morning, then play it. I need to soothe my beast, my inner beast. I play calming classical music as I write because I'm a creator. And so I listen to the same Erik Satie Once Upon a Time in Paris 15-minute song on a loop. You can find anything on YouTube. Any song can be looped on YouTube, and you find it and you listen to it and you get in the zone. And that's what I do. Then I plant good stuff in my head. And a lot of people wake up and they're going right to the news, especially now. And if you start your day checking out what Trump tweeted, you are going to be in a whole host of hurt for the rest of the day because, my goodness, it sets you down a spiral, whether you're a Trump fan or not a Trump fan, whether you're a Democrat, Republican, whether you live in California, New Jersey, or whether you're A-OK out in Montana. Listen, I'll tell you what, that stuff hurts and it gets you fired up. And you get distracted from doing the good morning magic time. So plant the good. If you need to read the Bible before you work, by all means do so. But I prefer that you reward yourself with reading it later. Do the work. Limit the news. Get off the podcast scene. You don't need to be listening to 100 podcasts. Here, as I say this on a podcast, you don't need to be listening to 100 podcasts. You don't need to be listening to CNN or Fox News or reading the New York Times. I used to have a subscription to the digital New York Times, and it made me so angry. I was only reading it for a couple columns on the weekend, and yet I was checking it every day, and I thought, you know, this is just bothering me. I do actually get one email newsletter that I like, and it's from Fortune. It's CEO Daily, and I find it beneficial. It gives me enough information to know what's going on, but I don't read that until I eat breakfast, which is about 4 hours after I've been up. So I'm up, I write, I do have some caffeine. The mini caffeine breaks, the U.S. Army found that if you give mini amounts of caffeine, smaller amounts, multiple times, you have better alertness. So don't go and consume 200 milligrams of caffeine first thing in the morning and then none for the rest of the day. Instead, 50 to 100 milligrams 2 to 3 times is probably better. But then also make sure you stop at least 10 hours before bed, as you know from my 10-3-2-1-0 formula. If you're not sure where to go and get good stuff to plant in your head, I have a free newsletter that goes out every morning. It's just simply one paragraph. There's no advertising in it. I never sell you anything. It's called themorningmessage.com. Themorningmessage.com. And we have thousands of subscribers on it, and they've been getting a quote from me for years and years and years. I started this in 2013 from one of my friends who suffered from depression, and I decided to send a message that would hit him in the heart every single day. So I send that out. Or you can go to my Twitter. Like, for example, I tweeted today, my Twitter said something very motivational and exactly right for people. And it was very simple. Goes like this. Just let me find it here. Somewhere out there, a person just like you, but with 10 times the excuses you have, is achieving the same goals you want to achieve. Listen, everyone has a good enough excuse to fail and to quit, but everyone also has the tools they need to succeed. Your choice. My friend, my friend, my friend, you have to understand that when you plant the good, it keeps you on that track. My friend Bill Phillips once said, it's important to eat a healthy breakfast because if you eat a healthy breakfast, you're not going to screw it up at lunch because you're like, hey, listen, I'm always already on a good track. But if you screw up breakfast, then you're going to be like, oh, I'll just read some other crap. I eat some other crap now. So it's always about getting the first domino to fall. So you're probably wondering, well, what does Craig eat? Let me take you through my nutrition for all day energy. It hasn't changed. I'm not eating more junk and comfort food now. And I want you to understand that, you know, even though I now cohabitate with my girlfriend in Vancouver, we encourage each other to eat healthy. We both go to bed at 8 o'clock at night. She gets up a little bit later than I do. I have a little more writing time first thing. We spend some good quality time in the morning. I take the dog out. But what I do is I consume some coffee. I just started drinking coffee in the last year, ever since I met her. She makes coffee. I like my protein bars and walnuts. Very simple breakfast. Then at lunchtime, I have a green shake with Vega protein. I'm not a vegetarian or a vegan, but I just tend to not use animal products a lot of the time. I do have animal products in my protein bars with whey protein or egg white protein. And then at lunchtime, I have that shake with greens powder, Vega protein, a banana, and some spinach. And that's it. There's enough sweetness in the banana and the greens powder that I'm good. It tastes actually really great. 4 ice cubes as well, plus about 300 milliliters of cold water. And then I have sometimes another protein bar, some leftovers, or an almond butter sandwich. Very simple. I'll probably have another protein bar or some fruit or some other type of snack in the afternoon. And I like to eat a big dinner. I'm a big dinner guy. So tonight I'm going to have sushi. It's date night. And we cook at home. Well, she cooks at home. I don't cook at home, let's be honest. If it was up to me, I'd eat more protein bars. But she cooks at home and she makes a lot of Thai food, a lot of stir fries, just really healthy. Lots of protein, lots of greens, some rice, you know, some gluten-free noodles, that sort of stuff. And then once in a while, pizza, once in a while. But only if I don't have to be super sharp the next day. Because I don't want to be drowsy and tired, and I don't want to be sleeping poorly because I ate too much at night. So that's it. And, you know, do I take a lot of supplements? No. I do drink. The first thing I drink in the morning is, you've probably seen these little hydrator packs. They're little powders you mix in your water so that it doesn't just taste like water. And there's some electrolytes in there. I chug about a half a liter to a liter of that every morning and take some vitamin C. And that's it. And that's it. Wash my hands a lot, as the kids are saying these days and the doctors are saying these days. Wear some plastic gloves when I walk the dog. You know, don't touch my face, all that sort of stuff. And I'm fortunate, you know, no illness here. I drink a lot of water over the course of the day. And sometimes I have some non-caffeinated tea. And sometimes I have some kombucha. But that's it. It's not a fancy diet. There's plenty of fruits and vegetables and greens, you know, more than 5 servings a day. There's plenty of proteins. There's some carbohydrates and there's healthy fats. Sometimes I have avocado toast. She loves it. She's a millennial though. And that is very healthy, gluten-free toast, eggs that have the, like, these bright, bright orange, yellow centers. They're organic eggs. And then the avocado. That's amazing. That is amazing. So I'm very fortunate, very, very fortunate here. I'm planting the good in my mind. I'm planting the good in my stomach. We do a little bit of fasting every month. On the first, we don't eat. So we go the full 24 hours, plus a few hours before and after, obviously, when we're sleeping and getting up. And we just finished one. I'm filming this on April 2nd, and we finished I did 34 hours, she did 36. And we drink liquids, obviously. We have a little bit of coffee in there, but no food. And fasting is a mental challenge as much as it provides physical benefits. And we're probably going to add in a couple of half days as well during the year. Now, I walk the dog 4 times per day. And even in Vancouver, there's enough sunlight here that I won't get rickets. They have actually had 10 days in a row when the coronavirus crisis just started. It was 10 days in a row of sunny 55 degrees Fahrenheit, you know, 12 degrees Celsius, beautiful days. And it was such a juxtaposition between the chaos in the world and the beauty of the views on the water and the mountains here in Vancouver. So I'm very fortunate that I'm able to walk my crazy dog and get outside several times per day. And there's beautiful trees and cherry blossoms. And I'm always looking for the little things in life. I've never owned fancy cars. I've never owned big, massive houses. I have a nice house and I have a nice condo now in Vancouver. A nice home back in Ontario, but they're nothing crazy. But I get more joy out of wearing, you know, the same t-shirt, same 3 t-shirt rotation. And so it's that stoicism, the meditation, the looking at little things in life that are keeping me going through this. I'm actually more invigorated now. I have more energy now in this phase of my business because I'm helping so many people, solving so many problems. I wish it didn't come with so much pain for other people. But again, I have probably half my clients, well, I'd say a third of my clients are having record revenue. A third of my clients are getting hit hard. So the gyms that I work with. And then a third are maintaining or growing slightly, like a lot of online coaches. And I'm just very fortunate I'm able to help these interesting, hardworking people. And I'd love to be able to help you too. So if you want to watch a training that I did, really awesome training, go to theballantinemethod.com and watch that training. And if you go to the end, you'll be given the opportunity for a free coaching call, no strings attached. But you got to watch to the very end to get the link, because you got to do the work in advance. There's some preparation you have to do that's in the training. Now, how did all that come together? Well, it all came together because of something else that you must have in your day that will give you more energy. It's the planning, the specifics, the templates, the scripting out. So every single day, I have a template. I know that I will be writing at 4 o'clock in the morning. I will be writing again at 9 o'clock in the morning, and I will be filming at 10. I'll be working out at 11, and I'll be doing calls from 2 to 5. That's my day. I know that. And I have lunch and a workout break in the middle of the day. I have some time with my girlfriend in the middle of the day and basically work about 8 or 9 hours. I actually stop. I used to work, you know, a couple hours at night when I was single. I don't do that anymore. I work way less at night now. But I have that template. And that template is day after day after day, especially with no travel now. You know, I can't even go and see my friend Pedros in California or do any of our masterminds. We moved a lot of those to the summer. July 17th, the Empire Domination Day. That's one thing that you can get to that's not sold out yet. So you can send me a message on Instagram at Real Craig Valentine if you want more information on spending a day with Pedros and myself. But I have that planning. And the night before, I do my brain dump and I organize my priority to-do list, and I know exactly what to do at 4. Usually it's about 4:17 by the time I get up, go to the bathroom, text Joel Marion to see if he's up at 7 a.m. I'm his accountability partner, and so he texts me every morning. I don't get a lot of texts. I never wake up to more than one text in my text inbox or whatever you call it. So I don't have a lot of people that know my phone number. So I can go in there, send a picture back to Joel, and then have a little meditation sometimes and get to work, or get to work and then do a little meditation and then take the dog out. And that's my life. I dominate the morning because I've got it all planned out the night before. Scripting the plays, just like your favorite Broadway play, Hamilton was probably scripted, but that probably was your favorite play if you ever watched those things. And it's scripted. Nobody's making anything up. Same with the NFL. They script the first 10 plays of the game, but every play has been rehearsed time and time again. Nobody's winging things at the professional level. So why are you winging your mornings, the most important time of your day? So make sure you know how to wake up and attack with energy that one thing in the morning. Now, here are some of the keys to time management. First of all, I believe in discipline through subtraction. You need to eliminate the things that steal your time. And if you eliminate the things that steal your time, you're left with nothing to do but the right things. So ruthlessly cut out stuff you shouldn't be doing and extensively plan for tomorrow, and then chop, chop, chop away at the things that can be bothering you and stealing your time and distracting you. And when you generate more time, you're going to wake up, you're going to go right into your most important work, what we call NUI work in perfectweekformula.com book. The NUI work is non-urgent important work. We get that. We have a huge burst of work first thing in the morning and we've won the day. And when you're able to do that, because you planned the night before and you made time for it in the morning and hopefully you've gotten some accountability from somebody you didn't want to disappoint. Well, now, my friend, you have everything you need to have the energy and the progress and the momentum and the motivation to get through this crisis. And we're going to get through it. By the time you listen to this, we're probably halfway through. And there's may have been a lot of damage done. So most of the damage is done now, and you just need to hold strong, my friend. And when you get back on track, one of the reasons you've let things go a little bit is because you've got out of your routines. And when you get things back and you keep moving ahead and you get more energy and more progress and more accomplishment and less busy work, you're going to finally feel like you're back on track, okay? And you may have been lapped by a few other people in this big race, but now you're going to start lapping them. And you're going to be the comeback kid. You're going to be the phoenix rising from the ashes. And so if you've been beaten down, trust me, you are going to get back up. I believe in you. And it's time for you to believe in you too. But the only way you're going to do that is when you start taking control of what you can control. And you can't control the government's proclamations and their restrictions, but you can control your attitude, your energy, your routines, and your response to everything. So you, my friend, are going to take this and you're going to start dominating the days, because remember why you're doing this. Remember why you're doing this. You got that 30,000 foot view, your vision for your future. Listen, your 3-year vision isn't going to change because of what happened in the last 30 days. No, you still want to be a millionaire. You still want to have that beautiful house. You still want to take your family on vacation. And yeah, you hit a hard speed bump, probably the biggest speed bump you'll ever hit in your life. All right, we're over it. And now we got to get back on the road. Maybe it threw us off track. Maybe we're, you know, a couple of wheels in the ditch. All right, we're going to get our accountability partners, our mentors, our social support to pull us out of this ditch and get us back on track. I have a client, her name is Julie, and one of her sons was diagnosed with a very, very bad disease. He's still alive, and he invented a board game. And they turned this into a business called Byron'sGames.com. And they just hit $137,000 in revenue. You know, some businesses are, you know, they were just well-suited for this marketplace. People are buying more board games and kids stuff. And that's what Julie and her team sells at Byron'sGames.com. She said, Craig, when I did your initial homework and when you gave me the weekly accountability, it helped me progress faster than I normally would have. And I wouldn't have been able to zero in on my number one specific need without your coaching and without the methods that you pulled that information out of my head. That's what I do. That's what I do. I can help give you that opportunity. I have another client, Adam Pearson, an accountant up in the Seattle area, the epicenter of America's fight against coronavirus. And he said, Craig, I feel like bragging to somebody. While we lost $5,000 in recurring revenue last week, we added $9,000 this week. And then he sent me another email that said, we just added another $11,000. We've added a cabinet manufacturer, a law firm, and a church. And they say, you know what? We're taking advantage of this downtime to rework our system so that when things pick back up, we'll be in better shape. Look at that. They are proactive, not just reactive. They're responding. They're taking advantage of the opportunity in the crisis to become better. So think about the vision of where you want to get your business, your family, your personal life, your health to in 3 years. Then break it down to where do we want to be in the spring of 2021, in a year from now? And then what do we need to do in the next 90 days to stay on track, get back on track, or move ahead faster than ever? What do we need to do? And then we plan that out. Now, listen, I can't plan that out for everybody on this call, but I can plan that out for all of my clients. And I'll tell you what, everything is figure outable. That's the book, title of a book by Marie Forleo. And I'm actually going through her B-School these days. I'm always learning, and my girlfriend Michelle is going through it too. And we watch a little bit of B-School every day as well. And everything is figure outable. I like to say that everything is a solvable problem. And I said that before I'd ever heard of Marie's quote or her book, but I agree with her. We're on the same page. She's just a little more woo than I am, but she's an amazing teacher. And we teach the same lessons, believe in the same things. We're driven by our vision. She says, make money and impact the world. And I say, make more money, work less, so that you can have the life of your dreams and live your perfect life. And that's your vision. And you're not going to stop moving ahead towards that. What are you going to do? You're going to quit? No, never, ever, ever would you quit. So we're all here, me included, because we want more of the ups and fewer of the downs. Yeah, we're on a roller coaster ride, but strap yourself in, put your hands in the air, and commit to enjoying it and controlling what you can. So that, my friend, the one thing that we can control is our morning routines, our daily routines, our energy levels, and what we eat. So take full control of that so you can sleep well and get up and dominate tomorrow. Let me know what you think. Did I hit you in the heart with this one? Do you want more interviews of people that are overcoming obstacles, or do you want more of my solo rants? Let me know at Instagram at RealCraigValentine, or email me at support@earlytorise.com, and share this podcast with your friends who are struggling, who are stuck and struggling and need to get out of the vicious negative news cycle and need to get back on the positive track to success. And head over to iTunes, give us a rating there. I'd absolutely love it. And make sure that you get the books that we're giving away on my Instagram. We're giving away the digital copies of the book. Or you can go to freeperfectdaybook.com and order it straight to your house. Or you can go to beunstoppablebook.com to get my Wall Street Journal bestseller, Unstoppable, which helps you get through anxiety, which is a book that is really needed these days. Or you can get my latest book, perfectweekformula.com, and learn how to really do that evening planning and plan for more family time and what matters in the days ahead. All right. Life is too short to not go after what you want. So believe in yourself, my friend, and keep going. And if you want to communicate with me anytime, please go to Instagram and hit me up at Real Craig Valentine or email me at support@earlytorise.com.